Good morning and welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes, a program featuring Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
I see that we're going to have a kind of a painful topic today, talking about migraines.
Yeah, migraine is much more than a bad headache. It causes debilitating, throbbing, one-sided head pain that can leave you in bed for days. Movements, lights, sounds, and other triggers may cause symptoms like fatigue, nausea, vision changes, irritability, and more. A healthcare provider can help you manage symptoms so migraines don't take over your life.
All right. So we often hear people will say, I have a migraine, I'm suffering from a migraine. What actually is a migraine?
Well, the blood vessels go into spasm, and the migraine is a severe headache that causes a throbbing, pulsing head pain. It's usually on one side. And the headache phase of the migraine, usually it lasts at least 4 hours, but it can also last for days. The headaches get worse with physical activity, bright lights, loud noises, and strong odors. Migraines are very disruptive. They can interfere with your daily routine and affect your ability to meet personal and social obligations. Treatment is available to help you manage migraines.
And I'm sure we will be talking about those treatments here in just a little bit. But before we do that, I'm sure that migraines are different for people. So would you take some time to talk about the different types of migraines?
Sure. There's several types of migraines. The most common categories are migraine with aura, which is called a classic migraine, migraine without aura, a common migraine. And aura is a phase of the migraine before the head pain begins. Most people see weird vision. They can see a pattern that looks like a honeycomb. They can see like a shape of a kidney bean that's small and gets larger and larger and larger. They can see flashing lights or a star running back and forth. Other types of migraines include migraines in children, which is called an abdominal migraine, chronic migraine, hemiplegic migraine, menstrual migraine, migraine without a headache or a silent migraine, a retinal migraine or an ocular migraine, and status migrainosis.
Well, there sure are many different types of migraines. Are migraines common?
Unfortunately, they are. Studies show that an estimated 12% of people in the United States experience migraines.
Wow, that's
I'm one of those sufferers. Have you ever had a migraine?
I don't believe that I have. I mean, I've had some doozies of headaches, but I don't think anything to the level of a migraine.
Well, I used to get a lot more, and my husband couldn't understand why I couldn't just keep going and doing things until he got one.
I have experienced that in other people where I've seen it be debilitating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he changed his mind once he got one.
I'm sure. All right. So as we continue this discussion on of migraines on For the Sake of Your Eyes today, tell us about the symptoms and the causes of migraines.
Well, the symptoms of a migraine come in four phases. And the most notable is a headache attack. But the four phases are the prodrome. This first phase begins up to 24 hours before you experience a headache. The second is aura. An aura is a group of sensory, motor, and or speech symptoms that act as a warning sign of a migraine headache. The aura phase can last as long as 60 minutes or as little as 5 minutes. You might experience both the aura and the headache at the same time. Headache, you get the migraine headache that lasts between 4 hours to 72 hours. And like I said before, it happens on one side. Mm-hmm. And most migraine sufferers, it's always on that side.
Oh, it stays on the same side.
And the fourth phase is a prodrome, which lasts for a few hours, up to 48 hours. Symptoms feel similar to an alcohol-induced hangover, which is why the postdrome phase is known as a migraine hangover. It can last from about 8 to 72 hours to go through all four stages. Okay. And in that postdrome, a lot of people feel just wiped out and fatigued.
Yeah, I can imagine, exhausted almost. So those are the four stages. What are the symptoms that are indicative of a migraine?
The symptoms vary based on the stage, and every migraine is different, and you won't necessarily experience the symptoms of all four stages with every migraine. But the prodrome symptoms, you can have mood changes, difficulty concentrating, trouble sleeping, fatigue, nausea, increased hunger and thirst, frequent urination. The aura symptoms can be muscle weakness, vision changes, ringing in your ears or tinnitus, sensitivity to touch, feeling like someone is touching you, numbness and tingling, difficulty speaking or concentrating, headache attack symptoms. Head pain gradually gets more intense and it can affect one side of your head or both. And it can also occur with other symptoms like nausea, vomiting, light, sound, and odor sensitivity. Postdrome symptoms include fatigue, a stiff neck, sensitivity to light and sound, difficulty concentrating, nausea, and dizziness.
Now, obviously, those symptoms aren't very pleasant feelings. So what does a migraine actually feel like?
They can be throbbing, pulsing, pounding, or dull. And when you come into the office and you mention that you have headaches or migraine, some people get both. And I always ask, does it throb? Does it pulse? We want to find out the quality of it.
Right.
How long it lasts. Do you get the visual aura? Do you not get the visual aura? Do you get a sick headache where you get nausea and vomiting? The migraine can feel different for each person, and a migraine headache ranges from mild to severe. Head pain can start on one side and shift to the opposite side. You may also have pain around your eyes or temple, and sometimes around your face, your sinuses, and your jaw and neck.
All right. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt on For the Sake of Your Eyes today. We will continue our discussion about migraines in just a moment.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Back-to-school basics include new clothes, new shoes, school supplies, and an eye exam. When children can't see clearly, their learning is affected. Most don't realize that their vision's a problem. They assume everyone sees the way they do. Back-to-school is one of the best times to address your child's vision proactively. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, 90 Beaver Drive, Suite 116, Dubois, 814-371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, we are talking about migraines today. Boy, not a pleasant situation at all. So how often do migraines happen for people?
The frequency of migraines vary from person to person. You might have one migraine per year or one per week. On average, most people experience 2 to 4 per month, and they're most common in the morning. But migraines can be unpredictable. Sometimes you have an idea of when one is coming on, and just like before menstruation or after feeling stress. And a lot of women have a monthly migraine that goes along with their period.
So what is it that actually causes the migraine?
Well, researchers say that they're not exactly sure of the cause, but studies do show that genetics plays a role. My mom got migraines, and she would have them for 4 days, and she would take medicine, back then it was Bufferin and ibuprofen, and it didn't dull, it might dull it a little bit, but it didn't get rid of the headache. Nothing she took got rid of it.
Right.
And the newer migraine medications weren't available at that time.
Sure.
But you just, everything bothers you when you've got a headache.
That's for sure. And especially when you have one of that kind of magnitude, that's for sure.
Well, let me go on there just a little bit more if I could.
Yeah.
When you have a headache, there are specific nerves in the blood vessels that send pain signals back to your brain. And this releases inflammatory substance into your head's nerves and blood vessels. And as I said before, the blood vessels go into spasm. And as we talk about the treatments, one thing is caffeine. And in the early medications, like Excedrin Migraine has caffeine in it. And that caffeine causes the blood vessels to settle down.
I see.
That spasm goes away.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And so we've talked about the cause, even though there's no specific cause, we do have some indicators there. There must be some things that actually trigger a migraine to take off and get worse. What are some of those triggers?
Well, trigger something that causes the symptoms to start. And some of the most common migraine triggers include stress. Stress is a big thing.
Sure.
It affects everything. Hormonal changes, certain medications, change to your sleep, weather condition changes, too much physical activity or overexertion, addictive substances like caffeine or tobacco. Now, I just told you caffeine helped, but too much caffeine can cause a problem. Or abruptly stopping caffeine can bring on a migraine.
Right.
Missing a meal, exposure to bright lights, loud noises, or strong odors, and certain foods too, we'll talk about a little bit later here, but your healthcare provider can help you identify your triggers, and they might recommend keeping a migraine journal to track similarities between migraine attacks.
Sure. Now, Dr. Wendy, you mentioned foods there quickly, and of course, we are in a time frame where a lot of emphasis is being paid to what kind of foods that we're eating and the types of things that we are putting into our body. Are there certain foods that can trigger migraines?
Yes, there are. And a lot of people have sensitivity to specific chemicals and preservatives in food. And this sensitivity makes a migraine more likely to happen, especially if it's combined with other triggers. Some of the most common food triggers include aged cheese, beverages containing alcohol. Everybody's going to hate to hear this one. Chocolate.
Oh, no.
Citrus fruit. Food additives like nitrate and monosodium glutamate, or MSG. Now, it used to be MSG was only in Chinese food. Now it's in all kinds of prepared foods, even canned soup that you buy in the store.
Yeah.
Processed or cured foods like hot dogs or pepperoni. And fermented or pickled foods.
Okay. Now, you touched on this a little bit earlier when we were talking about the cause of migraines, but are migraines actually hereditary?
Yeah, they tend to run in biological families. Up to 80% of people with migraines have a first-degree biological relative, a son or a daughter with the condition.
All right. And so what are the actual risk factors for a migraine?
They can affect anyone at any age, from children to adults. Women are more likely than men to experience migraine. Other risk factors that may make you more likely to experience a migraine include the biological family history of migraines and underlying medical conditions such as depression, anxiety, sleep disorders, epilepsy. Regular use of tobacco products will also trigger things or cause you to be predisposed.
The topic today on For the Sake of Your Eyes is migraines. We'll talk more about it with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt after this important message.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. More than 10 million children, 1 in 4, in the U.S. will go back to school with an undetected vision problem that can interfere with learning. Despite this disturbing figure, a survey released by the Vision Council of America found that only 6% of parents recognize that vision problems can lead to difficulties in school. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, 90 Beaver Drive, Dubois, 814-371-2020.
Migraines is the topic of the day on For the Sake of Your Eyes this morning with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt. Dr. Wendy, we're going to move into a different part of our discussion and talk about how migraines are diagnosed and how you, even as an eye doctor, can test for those. So how is a migraine diagnosed?
Well, your healthcare provider will diagnose a migraine after a physical exam and a neurological exam. We do neurological testing too at the office. And like I said, we do an in-depth history to find out the quality, how often you get them, the frequency, and how the pain feels. So we learn more about your symptoms, including what symptoms do you experience? Can you describe the feeling and the location of your headache? How severe are your symptoms? How long did your symptoms last? Did anything make your headache better or worse? Your doctor may also order blood tests and imaging tests, such as CAT scans or an MRI, to make sure there aren't any other causes for your headache. And an EEG, an electroencephalogram, may help your provider rule out other conditions too.
Okay. So we see how they are actually diagnosed. And once it's been diagnosed, we need to move into management and treatment. So how do you treat a migraine?
Well, there isn't a cure for a migraine, but your doctor can help you manage the migraine symptoms through taking medications, avoiding migraine triggers, and using alternative migraine remedies.
What are some of the medications that are used to treat migraines?
Well, there are two types of medications available. Medications to stop migraines. You can take these medications at the first sign of migraine. They can stop or reduce migraine symptoms like pain, nausea, sensitivity, and more. And there are a lot of common medications. And one that I took early on that helped me tremendously, we were getting ready to go away on vacation. And I was trying to get everything ready at the office, and I got a whopper. And it hurt so bad. And I knew I couldn't let it go because we were leaving the next day. So I went to the hospital, and the doctor told me, I have this new shot that you can try. And if it's a migraine, you're going to feel wonderful. Mm. You're going to love me forever. So it was Imitrex, and he injected it in my thigh. Mm-hmm. And you have a little head rush, and the headache's gone.
Huh,
I loved it. Yeah. It was terrific. But there are a lot of new medications on the market, and I won't go through all the names, but Imitrex was a very common medication when I first was treated. But common preventative migraine medications can be anti-seizure medications even, and some beta blockers, which can be used for blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And at first, they gave me a beta blocker, which I almost passed out because my blood pressure was good, but it took my blood pressure too low, so that didn't work.
Yeah.
But the Imitrex certainly did. Medications can come in different forms, like an injection under your skin, just like I was saying, that putting it into your thigh, an oral medication that you take by mouth. So at first, Imitrex only came out in the shot form. Mm-hmm. But when your eyes are doing goofy things, you had to load it. And that sometimes took me a while to get loaded.
That'd be a problem.
But once I took it, what relief. Then they came out with an oral medication, but I found that it took longer to take effect. Mm. Then they came out with a nasal spray, and that, when I take a nasal spray, it comes down the back of your mouth, and back of your throat, and I did not like that at all. You can get it through IV, or you can have a suppository. So your doctor will discuss the specific medication, one that stops it or stops the symptoms, so you can have a combination of medications and formulations to best manage your symptoms. But all medications need to be used under the direction of a headache or specialist or your family doctor or eye doctor.
Sure, and all of those, of course, need to come by prescription, but is there anything available sold over the counter that could help with migraines?
Yes, over-the-counter migraine medications are often effective, and if you have a mild to moderate migraine symptoms, they will work very well. The main ingredients in the pain-relieving medications are ibuprofen, aspirin, acetaminophen or Tylenol, naproxen, and caffeine.
All right. Now, you mentioned earlier that you need to learn what the triggers are of migraines and how to avoid those, right?
Yeah, and keeping a journal or a diary so that you can keep track when a migraine happened, how you felt, and how long it lasted can help you identify the triggers. And there are some smartphone apps available to help you keep a migraine journal. And once you identify a trigger, you can take steps to identify it. It isn't always possible, but awareness of your triggers is helpful to identify them and treat a migraine when it starts.
Okay. Now, we've talked about, of course, prescription medications and over-the-counter types of medications. Is there any kind of alternative migraine remedy?
Yes, you can take vitamins, minerals, herbs like riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, magnesium, feverfew, butterbur, or coenzyme Q10. You can do relaxation techniques or yoga, acupuncture, biofeedback, and Botox.
What about for ladies that are pregnant? Are there any migraine treatments available for them?
Yes, often they tell you that the medications can negatively affect the fetus development. And what I have found is drinking Mountain Dew or Pepsi. Mountain Dew has more caffeine than Pepsi. I used to drink Jolt. And if you remember
that. Double the caffeine, right?
Four times the caffeine. And they had it at Sheets, and they had gum, too, that you could chew.
Oh.
And they both worked very well for me.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I would be driving back and forth to optometry school in Philadelphia, and when it was starting to come, I'd stop at a Sheets, get a Jolt.
Mm-hmm.
Way it went.
Wow.
But they don't have those now, but you can still drink caffeine. Even some people drink coffee and it helps.
Sure. Yeah. Now, you can speak about this firsthand because, as you've mentioned, Dr. Wendy, you have dealt with migraines. So, how do you deal with the migraine as it is happening?
Well, a lot of times I put my sunglasses on because the light bothers me. Mm-hmm. We talked about sounds. Loud sounds will bring a headache on for me. So you can rest in a dark, quiet, cool room. Apply a cool or warm compress or washcloth to your forehead and behind your neck, massaging your scalp. At home, we have one of those shiatsu neck massagers.
Yeah.
That really helped because your neck gets very, very tight. Applying pressure to your temples in a circular motion and keeping yourself calm, in a calm state, like meditating. But there are new lenses called Avalux that are made for migraine sufferers. Yeah. And they cut down on the light coming in and blue light.
Yeah.
So there are visual aids that we can use too. But I wear my sunglasses all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, in Wendy's, when they first put the new big windows in there, we were inside and I had kept my sunglasses on because bright light coming in, then I squint and I get a headache.
Yeah.
So my husband would say, oh, I'm having lunch with Ray Charles today. You know, but don't be afraid to wear your sunglasses. It's better than getting a headache.
Yeah. And that was a neat image that you painted for us there. Dr. Wendy at Wendy's, mm-hmm. right?
Okay. I like Wendy's. I'm a little partial to
them. I wonder why. All right. So, you know, maybe there's someone listening this morning and maybe they're dealing with migraines. What can you offer as what's the outlook?
Migraines are different for each person. They're temporary but recurring throughout your life. And there's also no cure available, but your doctor can provide you help to manage your migraines so that they go away faster and are less intense. And it may take time to find a treatment option that's right for you. But ask questions and tell the doctor every symptom that you're having and how you feel, because that will guide how they treat you and what medications they use or if you use over-the-counter.
Yeah.
Now, as you get older, as women get older, and this is our next topic here, will you grow out of migraines? Our hormones change and you may experience ocular headaches where you have weird vision but no headache. Mm-hmm. Now, my mom would see like a star jumping back and forth, but she didn't get a headache. She got a pain right between her eyes, just a little one.
Yeah.
You know, and I get ocular migraines, like the sun coming off the snow in the spring when it's very bright. I have blinds within my glass in the windows at home, mm-hmm. and I have those blinds closed all the time. But sometimes the light comes in there and I'll have one after the other after the other. And they're not painful, but they're annoying. And also sometimes I will see, and it's pretty if it wasn't coming from a migraine or an ocular migraine.
Sure.
But I see silver and gold and red and green, and it looks like tinsel or stuff you put on your tree at Christmas time. And it's pretty, but not when it's right in front of your eyes. Now, one time I had an ophthalmoplegic migraine, which it was on my left side, but I lost half of my vision. I had been playing softball, and I went back to the office to finish up my paperwork, and I was looking at the calendar on the side, and I couldn't see it, so I had to turn my head. And then half my lip went numb.
Oh.
My left arm went numb, and you know, the left side is your heart side,
right.
So I was worried,
mm-hmm.
but I knew what it was.
Yes.
And I went to the Laurel Eye Clinic, and they checked me, and it was just an ophthalmoplegic migraine. But the half of my vision, it took days for that to return, but it did. But see, the oxygen flow gets shut off when those blood vessels go into spasm.
Mm-hmm.
So you can experience different kinds of migraines. Now, with weather like we have right now, with allergies, I get migraines with allergies. And the last time I took Imitrex, I got very, very sick when I had a migraine from allergies and sinusitis. And that's when I stopped taking it because I didn't want to be sick. Now, I never had a real sick migraine, but I started taking, and of course, I was getting older. My hormones were changing. So the Excedrin migraine worked well, or Advil allergy, or Tylenol allergy. They both help because they open the sinuses and relieve the pressure from the nerves there.
Interesting information. And Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, if listeners want to learn more or get some help, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call the office at 814-371-2020. My office is in the Rice Complex at the stop sign on Beaver Drive. It's in the back, the last building, and it has a letter D as in dog on the building. We have a glass door. You come in the glass doors, and it's the first office on the right.
Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, this has been For the Sake of Your Eyes, and we'll return in just a couple of weeks on Connect FM.